the do not call list? I don't think that works very well anymore. What about a do not text list? This is Chicago's afternoon news. Hey, we've got a guest on the phone. And I'm hoping, Kevin Johnson is a security analyst and CEO of Secure Ideas. I'm hoping you can tell us how we can put a stop to those unwanted text messages, the ones that are clearly spam or, a phishing thing.
I hate to tell you, but my answer is no. I can't tell you how to stop them. I can tell you how to stop falling for them.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it seemed like every day for 2 years we had somebody on about COVID. And now every day we have to have somebody on about security because it's annoying. We cannot deal with the internet and be secure. And now it's our phone, and 97% of Americans have phones. Everything is on there. I mean, everything is on there, and it's so easily it's easy to hack them. So, what do we do?
Basically, you have to be careful. And I know that's such an awful answer, right?
Yeah.
But it is. The providers keep allowing these scammers to use their systems to text us. That's the core problem. And so what we have to do is just be smart about it.
And okay, what if there was a provider that came out and said, hey, we're going to be different than T-Mobile or Verizon or USL. We're going to be different, and we're not going to allow them to send you spam via text. I mean, you'd be a hit, right? Everybody would switch services, I would think.
You would be. The problem is the laws require the providers to interrupt. So if I'm a provider, I have to accept messages from others. What has to happen is the providers have to stop providing service to the scammers, right? Because just like us, they're telephone customers as well. And so they are spewing out these messages. And if you and I got together and said, let's start a telco, we would have to accept them because the law says we have to accept them. But the law doesn't say the provider has to allow the customer to send them. Does that make sense?
It does. Kevin Johnson is a security analyst and CEO of Secure Ideas. So first thing you said, when we're tired of these text messages, carefully read the messages, ignore unknown contacts. Put yourself on do not text list. Tell me about a do not text list.
So lots of companies have them. The government has, it's part of the do not call list. If you're on the do not call list, that covers texting as well. The problem is most scammers ignore that list, right? But the first thing to do is get yourself on this list. Put your phone number, register the phone number. The second thing is stop using text. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all love to text. But use something like Signal instead. So that way the SMS app, the messages app on your phone, you can ignore it. If something comes in over there, it's almost definitely a scam or spam or fake because you've told all your contacts, talk to me on Signal. And Signal's free.
That's I don't know like what Signal is. You're going to have to tell me what that is. Is that another app I need to download?
It is another app you need to download. I'm so sorry. I would like to see it shipped by default on phones. You download the Signal app from the Play Store or the Apple Store, and then you register your phone number with it. And now, not only are your messages, you're able to tell your contacts there, but your messages are completely encrypted. Nobody can read them. Nobody can see them. Nobody can intercept them. They are end-to-end encrypted. Unlike what so many other systems tell you they are.
Hmm. And then the third thing you said, consider using an alternative number. So like a Google Voice number or something?
Yep. Yeah, there's services. Google is probably the one I would recommend the most just because of their size, right? But you're able to go to Google Voice, and that's just voice.google.com, sign up for an account, and then when you register for things, when you fill in forms, you give that number instead of your real cell phone number.
And then you can find out on your email, right, if somebody texts that number. Is that how that works?
Yeah, it won't go to your phone. It'll go to your email. And you can set it up to go to your phone, but I don't recommend it. I recommend using it where it goes to your email. Your email will filter out your spam and things like that you don't want. And then you'll just get real messages because people want real text messages, right? You sign up for DoorDash, you want the text message that says your food's on the way.
Yeah, or today I sent flowers to somebody, and they want to tell me when they arrive. So the florist then sends me a text and said, hey, we just delivered your flowers. Here's a picture of them. But then, you know, it could be that they sell that number, right? They sell that information?
They almost definitely do. And even if your florist isn't who does it, your florist uses a service to send you that message, right? Your florist isn't typing that on a phone. They take the picture, it goes to a service. The service sells your phone number. So if they sell your Google Voice number, you don't care. You get a new one.
Yeah. And that's all free, right? A Google Voice number? I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's... Most people don't think about it, and Google doesn't advertise it very well.
Yeah. Because, you know, you have to give your phone number for anything, any rewards program you sign up, whether you're at Walgreens or CVS or, you know, you do Resy or you do DoorDash. And what a brilliant way, because then they're not selling your phone number, your text number. Because, yeah, checking your email is one thing, but, you know, getting text messages is annoying. Okay.
It drives me crazy.
Tell me about never share personal information over text.
It's very simple. Don't share something over text that you wouldn't yell out in a public area. It's that simple. If you're not willing to go to a store and scream out your social security number, don't text it.
Hmm. Kevin Johnson is a security analyst and CEO of Secure Ideas. And then number five on the list is involve your service provider and change this one important setting on your phone itself. I went to do this and then I realized, well, then I'm not going to get a text message from the florist. So tell everybody what they need to do.
So you want to turn on any feature that your phone or your provider allows for anti-spam. Right. I happen to use Google Fi with my Samsung phone, and I'm not promoting those two brands. That's just what I happen to use. And so I've turned on the features in Google Fi where it will actually say to me, hey, this is a spam call. This is a spam message. They still allow it through for me because of the way my business works. I have to accept those calls, but at least it lets me know up front what I'm dealing with.
Right. And so on Apple, it says you can go to your phone settings, choose messages, scroll down, tap filters, tap to turn on filter unknown senders, which, you know, I would love to do that. But honestly, there are situations where someone you've done business with that is not in your contact list needs to send you a text.
And they're not going to come
through. Yeah. And you need it to come through.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's why that's the last option if you absolutely can do it. But I wouldn't. I would use the other spam filters, right? Because those won't block the calls completely. Because like you said, you have no number. You have no idea what number your doctor is going to text you, your prescription information or mm-hmm. whatever, right? So that last option is a kill everything option.
Okay, so let me run down them again. Carefully read messages and ignore unknown contacts. Put yourself on the do not text list. Consider using an alternative number like a Google Voice number. Never share personal information over text. And last chance, involve your service provider and change the one important setting on the phone itself. Do you think those service providers care about us, or are we just a way for them to build their bottom line?
We're a monthly bill.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a monthly bill.
I love your honesty.
I'd like them to care, though.
But they don't. Thank you, Kevin, for being a part of Chicago's Afternoon News. Lauren has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.